everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's May 7th regular Othello City Council meeting. You all please rise for a short private invocation after asking for God's blessing upon this city and upon and giving of the council wisdom as we make our decisions tonight. Now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1D on our agenda is the roll call. See, all council members are present. And so we'll move to item 1E, citizen input. Is there any citizen here tonight? There's no citizens here to give input, so we will move to the approval of our agenda tonight. I entertain a motion to approve our agenda tonight.
I'll make that motion.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to the current business, and the first item on our agenda, 3A, is the Municipal Clerks Week Proclamation, which our clerk, Becky Ozona, has prepared for me to read. This is a proclamation regarding the Municipal Clerks Week, May 6th through 12th. Whereas the Office of the Municipal Clerk, a time-honored and a vital part of local government, exists throughout the world and is the oldest among public servants, and whereas the City Clerk's Office provides the professional link between the citizens, the local governing bodies, and agencies of local government, and whereas municipal clerks have pledged to provide equal service to all, and whereas the municipal clerk serves as the information center on functions of local government and community, and whereas municipal clerks continually strive to improve the administration of their office through participation in education programs and workshops and the annual meetings of their state and international professional organizations. Now therefore I, Sean R. Logan, do hereby recognize the week of May 6th through May 12th, 2018 as Municipal Clerks Week and extend appreciation to our clerk's office for the vital services they perform and their dedication to our community. Signed this 7th day of May, 2018 by Mayor Sean Logan. Thank you, and I want to also extend a thanks from the mayor and the city council to Becky and her office. Becky, not only as the clerk, but Yvonne, as the deputy clerk of the city of Othello, we appreciate all the work that you do to interact with the public and also to keep the council informed, all the minutes that you guys keep track of and the documents you, and the contracts. Those are all very important functions to keep our city functioning properly and moving, and I just want to extend, on behalf of my council, extend that appreciation. Thank you. So now we'll move to item 3B, is the engineering agreement for well number 3 replacement construction phase. At our last council meeting, there was we just weren't ready to make a decision on that, wouldn't you agree? So now tonight it's gone back to committee, and I'm looking for some direction from the council. Maybe a report from the committee, or maybe some new information that you want to present.
Okay, so evidently I was the one that was led the way last time and got this voted down. According to the way it was put to me. So I went back into committee. I had an opportunity to speak to Tim Flynn from Aspects. It's a not to exceed cost, and he believes he could actually knock that cost down to do the hydrogeologics of the hole. That it's not going to take a whole 4-week period, that will only take probably 3 weeks. So he feels he can get a little bit of that chopped down out of that $97,000 for Aspects. And they are going to be the ones that determine when the drilling's going on, where the water bearing zones are that we're going to target, and the zones that may be thieving water are going to be sealed off. So I have no problem with that. We came to a 4-5 vote on that, and it did not pass. But tonight, I'm willing to vote for that. The other one was Varela and Associates, and I was given a better opportunity to understand what's going on in committee, and shown by the engineering company, Varela, and that their two representatives showed me what was going to be done by them and what constituted the additional $125,000 worth of work that they were going to do. You know, I can't dispute what they say it's going to cost them to do that work. Okay? And their claim is that it needs to be done for the benefit of the city, because it is a city job, and the city needs to do it to cover their ass. It's when you put it that way, it's justifiable. But anyway, they're going to take all of the documentation that's being produced from this, put it into a book for the city, so that the city has all the documentation it would be required to, you know, have in the event of something going wrong, or just to have as backup information, something that would normally be done by a lead project engineer for a, you know, private, in the private sector. So, again, tonight, I don't have any objections to what they have justified to me for what they need to do, because we are a city and we need this protection. And that's it. That's all I can say about that.
Okay. So you feel comfortable moving forward?
At this point in time, we need to move forward at least with Aspect, because they need to be there while they're drilling. Okay? If anybody else still feels uncomfortable about the requirement that's being proposed by Aspect or by Varela for the requirements that are needed, if you have any questions, we can ask Jesse to get back up here and tell us exactly what it is that he's going to be doing that is necessary for the city to have in order to do this project. Because we've already paid him $50,000. We've already paid him $47,400 to do a preliminary design of what moving that well over and re-drilling it. Okay? So from that, what I understand and what we've discussed is that that should provide all the specifications for any contractor doing the hole and all the requirements for the piping back to the pump house and everything else. Okay, those should have included that. That's what it was based on. That's why we gave it to them. So that was $47,400 worth of preliminary design work that needed to take place. So if you have any questions about $125,000 and what that's going to cost, then we need, you know, need to have Jesse go up and explain that. But I've been told that it is something that's necessary for the city to do. Mm-hmm. Okay?
So this is nothing different than we've done in any of our other wells.
No, but you remember back when we were voting on well number 9, And we are voting on the costs that were going to be associated with well number nine and the completion of well number nine. I had objection to the cost of the engineering that was involved in that too. Well, in the committee meeting, they showed me the documentation that was put together and that was done with regard to finishing of well number nine. And it goes beyond that. It goes into being the project manager and actually being there every day working with the contractor that we chose to be the individual to do the work and documenting all of the work that's being done. Yeah, it's because we right now today as a city do not have that capability to do that ourselves.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so because we don't have that capability, because we don't have an engineer, because we don't have other individuals in public works or working for the city, we're going to have to spend $125,000 with an outside engineering firm to do this engineering for us. Now, I'm not saying that as a city we would be responsible for the 97 for aspects, because that's a specialized engineering that they're doing. That's hydrogeology. But I'm saying that the rest of this, the engineering that we're asking Varela to do, or that they've claimed that needs to be done for the city of Othello, we're at their mercy because we don't have that ability to do that ourselves.
Okay. Council, is there anybody else who wants to make any comments about either the contract with Varela or with Aspect? Gina?
Well, one of the things that I got out of the committee is that, you know, we talked about this is a city project. And if we were doing this in a private sector, we could do it for a lot cheaper. But unfortunately, because we are a city and we have public funds and we have we hold those in trust, we have to meet a lot of other requirements from the state and from, since we are getting monies from like USDA, rural development, and other funding sources, there's extra requirements placed on us because of that. And a lot of that takes time and to track and to do all the extra requirements, so that figures into the cost too.
But this project, and I said this in committee, and I say it to you guys tonight, this project is not a funded project. This is a paid by City of Othello project. We are not getting reimbursed in any way, shape, or form. We are borrowing money to do this job. And there was only one item that was a conditional item for that loan, and that was to have an archaeologist review the cuttings.
Just okay. If we were in ancient burial grounds or whatever, yeah.
Yep. But as far as Gina's talking about having to do these things, that having an engineering company do these things, no. If we had our own engineering group, the City of Moses Lake does their own engineering. If you have to hire out for a specific form of engineering because you don't have any background in it, in your city group, then you do that. But you could fulfill these requirements that are required if you had your own engineering group.
Yeah, I think the council understands. Anybody else have any comments?
So if you take the contingencies out, then you have the contract and the pump house modification just over a mil. So we're about 24% for inspections and engineering fees.
Yeah.
Is that about right? How does that sound?
It's been told to me that it's necessary.
But I'm saying 24-25%
of the project
in the past. Is that
a normal?
Have we paid 15-20 in the past?
Discussions with other engineers within my privy, it's high. should be around 15-17%, but that's just, you know, my opinion from what I've asked of other people who are engineers, but that's okay.
Now, is that considered private sector, or?
Well, it's engineers that work, it's engineers that work in the private world, yes.
So if the contingencies come to play, the 300 grand, does that stay the same, or does the price go up?
I personally would not have put a $300,000 contingency in there.
Wasn't the contingency higher because it started out at a higher number, and I?
Yeah, I think Councilman Lawless has done a really good job of summarizing some of our discussions there, and just a couple extra details relating to the contingency. You know, when you're applying for, like, a home mortgage, you go and get pre-approved for an amount, but when you go out and buy your house, you can only get a loan for up to that amount. So basically, the city's been pre-approved for this $1.7 million for this project, and that was, you know, estimating the well construction cost closer to $1.1-1.2 million. It's right at $1 million. So when I summarized the budget there, Spencer, can you scroll down to the budget numbers there? So when I summarized the project funding there, that's still the $1.72 million you've been pre-approved for, but since your contract with Schneider is lower than we estimated, everything just moved into the contingency. So yeah, it's really high right now. We wouldn't expect to spend that, but that's just a summary of sort of all the funding you have available for this project, and it's looking now like it's going to come in significantly under budget, under that 1.72. So I guess our hope is that, of course, we don't touch the contingency at all, but I think even if we did, you know, you can't always predict what happens in construction, but I wouldn't expect it to increase the engineering cost unless it was something really out of left field. So
is there, you made a reference to a mortgage, but this is not a mortgage loan. This is a loan. It's a loan for the amount of what the work needs to be done. And we don't want to borrow any more money than we have to borrow, because we're paying it back.
But we're not. And it's like the thing of a HELOC, you know, home equity line of credit. I've never done one, but I'm told that if you just, you know, let's say you want to take $100,000 to improvements on your house, and you approve for $100,000. Well, let's say it only took you $75,000. Well, you're only going to be charged for what you draw from that HELOC. And charge interest on what you draw from a HELOC. Since I had a discussion with RD last week, it's the same thing on this. It's whatever we draw, and so if we're going to spend $1.5 million, that's what we're going to get charged on, and we'll get charged on as we draw it out. So it's like I say, think HELOC.
Okay, so can we make it a matter of public record then that there's $300,000 worth of contingency in there that should not be touched?
Not without council approval.
Well, I was, you know, in voting on this tonight, that was going to be a concession for me, was that we look at that contingency and not use it.
That's kind of hard too, John, because you don't know what they're going to run into.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
It's kind of hard to do that. It is high, because I know exactly what you did, Jesse, there, and that makes a lot of sense now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because if you really go, you're at 28-30% contingency, it's like, whoa, you know, you usually use 10%.
Right.
So I know what you did there, and it makes a lot of sense, but then we can't go back and say, hey, we're not going to use nothing, because there we go again. You know, I think you mentioned, what was it, something about, well, they were doing the well, they were only going to, man, slip my mind. He just mentioned it a little bit ago, that they weren't going to use up all the money.
Oh, the aspects, the hydrogeologist?
Yeah. You said a term. Three weeks, not 4 weeks. That's
yes.
What I heard. Yeah. But what if they go 4 weeks, you know what I'm saying?
Not to go over.
He didn't guarantee he was going to do 3 weeks.
Yeah. It's all about the driller.
Yeah.
And what the driller's capable of doing.
Yeah.
And I know Schneider is a reputable driller. I've worked with them before. And the amount of time that they allotted was 4 weeks for the cuttings, to pull cuttings and stuff. And both Tim and I discussed that, Tim from Aspects. He felt that it was probably an extra week that he threw in there, so that you could probably do it, you know, in less time.
It's already included in the price. They can go 4 weeks.
It's a not. It's a not to exceed amount.
Okay, not to exceed.
Not to exceed $97,000.
Okay, so how about we do it like this? Why don't we approve this contract with its figures, with the stipulation that any contingency cost in excess of $25,000 needs to be approved by the council first.
So any change order to the construction contract would come before council. So whether it was $2,000 or $25,000, that will come before council. There won't be an increase in that $980 for Schneider without council having a chance to discuss it and approve it. So that's the only way that contingency would get spent, would be with council's approval.
So it's already in, that mechanism is already there.
It is, yeah.
Okay. How do you guys feel about that? Is that okay? I think that's how we've done most projects in the past, too.
When is the estimated completion? Did you say October last meeting?
It is October, yeah.
Well, I thought we hammered this through on emergency or something to...
Started in November.
Yeah. What happened to...
Well, they had to make sure... They had to make sure what was required to do this, and it's taken this long to make sure what was required to do this.
A couple of things contributed to that, Councilman Bain, like the... So the city has parallel projects going on that are going to need to use water funds, and so that's part of the reason this USDARD financing was arranged for it, so that there would be funds available to fund the non-pot irrigation system. So a combination of getting the design done, getting that financing arranged, and getting it all through RD, and then even the driller's availability was another big contributor to that, because drillers are drilling a lot of wells right now, so even though all this went as fast as it could within the mechanisms that you have, still took time, and then drilling the hole itself takes a while, so.
Yeah, but there's an unknown. There's something else that's going on, because we did approve funding for the drilling in November. We declared it an emergency act,
right.
and we did appropriate and approve funding for the drilling in November. It was our assumption that something was going to start.
Yeah, because our concern was making it through this summer.
Because of being down there, May was going to be the point of no return if we didn't have that water supply.
So it is definitely an emergency situation.
The question is, why did it not happen?
It happened on the schedule that we laid out. It's, I guess, the, like I said, the driller's availability and the financing.
So it's Schneider?
It's both.
It's Schneider? He could not do the hole?
No, it's Jesse just said. It's both. It was making sure.
The question: What caused it not to happen when it was appropriated and the funding was made available for it?
So, it followed the schedule, John. The documents were out in February. They went to the driller. It takes a while to get the quote back from the driller. Once the driller is under contract, all the contracts get executed, and then the rig availability comes into it. So basically, they have their jobs lined out in front of them, and they can only set aside a rig once they're on contract. So as soon as we were under contract with them, they started making arrangements to get the rig here, but the rig still isn't here drilling, and that's Schneider. This contract's been executed for like 6 weeks now. So it's, it is one of these things where I guess I get the original concern on having an emergency situation and wanting to get that addressed, but
that's my only concern is we're telling the public here, oh, this is an emergency, we're gonna go through, I have no problem with Schneider, but we're gonna go through this with no bids. We're gonna hammer it through because it's an emergency,
mm-hmm.
and then we're not completing it to a year later. So it just kind of makes me a little nervous on, you know, what we're putting out to the public and looking like. That's my concern. And I was wanting to know what happened.
So certainly.
And or how are we gonna be on water, Terry?
That's good, Eugene. I like.
Certainly.
The thing is that if we declare an emergency on an event and we choose to declare the emergency to award the project to a driller,
mm-hmm.
the second that driller says, well, wait a minute, I can't do it now, why didn't we look for another driller? Come back to council and say, you know, look, we got driller number two over here. He can drill the hole, and he can do it tomorrow.
Certainly, those are always
options.
Here's
the thing, though, you have a
John, can I just address that one concern first?
Sure.
So Public Works definitely had preferences on the driller we worked with, and we've dealt with enough drillers where we've gotten bad holes out of them. It really doesn't serve the city to rush something through with, you know, Hillbilly Joe driller to get a crooked hole that has the same issues with the existing that the same hole has already. The length of time it takes to drill a hole really doesn't change. You can recall from well 9, that was basically a year and a half, 2 year process from start to completion. So whether you initiate the contract as quickly as possible under an emergency declaration, it doesn't really compress the amount of time it takes to drill a well. So I guess it's certainly something that council should be concerned with, that it is communicating to the public truthfully, and that you have.
And I'm not kicking any over this, by no means. I'm not busting your chops about it, but I'm saying as a whole, we need to be more, you know, thoughtful of something, that if we're going to do something like this again, we need to be more careful about it. And I mean, it doesn't mean all the time that we have to 100%, unless I'm wrong, take the lowest bidder.
So it's,
am I correct?
Usually you are stuck with lowest bidder. I mean, like, there has to be significant.
If we got reason behind it and documentation of.
It's the lowest qualified bidder, okay.
Right, that's what I was just going to say.
But I think Jesse will tell you that the
Billy Bob, Joe Bob drawing the cricket holes, we ain't got to use him.
Right, but
well, that's in theory, correct. But I think if you consulted your attorney on that, you'd find that very few low bids get thrown out. Very few.
The other thing, the bidding process takes how long? Would that extended then?
So the bid process, if you follow your normal process, is about 5 weeks. I mean, we compressed it down to 2. I mean, that is a significant compression. But when you're talking about, you know, it taking 4 to 6 months to drill a hole, it's like, okay, that's good. And the city's goal, of course, was to try to get this online by summer, but it's apparent now that's not going to happen. It doesn't mean the city was irresponsible in moving it forward as an emergency, because, you know, Public Works is concerned with having Well 3 out of commission. That is still a very real concern for the city, and doesn't want to rely on Well 6, which has high fluorides. So I guess I would say that the city has been forthright and honest on this, but you can't really change.
It is what it is now.
Yeah,
right.
It is what it is on those time frames.
Okay, so I think we have cussed and discussed this enough. Is there anybody that's ready to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the Aspect Consulting Contract Order Number 4 for Well 3R Installation and Testing.
That's fair.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Then on the Varell and Associates contract.
I'll make motion to approve Varell contract amendment number 2018-004 for the Well 3 replacement construction phase assistance.
Second that also.
Okay, we have a motion made and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Let the record show that Councilman Snyder has voted against the motion. We'll move on now to item 4, which is committee reports. Do we have any committee reports tonight? Hearing none, we'll move to item 5. Is there any unfinished business? I know Councilman Snyder had asked the police chief to bring back some information, and I think he's getting closer. Is he?
Oh, for the
for the radios. And,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the dispatch. Yeah. Okay. So maybe by next week we can get something on the agenda, because I've been asking him ever since he started the questioning, and so he's looking through some different options, and he just wants to make sure he comes back with something that the council might be interested in approving.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
These pink apartment things, U-shaped things up here by the car wash and the new yogurt shop,
What's up with those? I got some friends that have a good bulldozer. We could take care of it.
Okay, they found asbestos.
Right.
And the property owner believes that the abatement of the asbestos is, the cost to abate the asbestos exceeds the cost and value of the property. And so he doesn't know what he's going to do right now, and he is in a holding pattern. And I think the place is an attractive nuisance. I think it, at a minimum, sooner or later, the city should require him to board it up because he hasn't. I know, that door's been open for months.
Are people still living in there with the asbestos?
No.
The police have been going by there and running people.
But I think they need to board it up, and I think we need to require him to board it up. And we need to then post it that...
Is that car abandoned there?
Yeah.
It is.
I say yeah. I mean, it's been sitting there the whole time. It's never moved.
And landscaping's going to hell, too, so...
Okay. They're cutting.
You can force him to
maintain
it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
His landscape. Or...
Can you give him a deadline, Sean, on a deal like that? We'll give you 3 months, and if you don't have it,
that would go through code enforcement and building planning.
And by that time, we get, not a bulldozer, but I thought the fire department might do a little.
Again, because of the asbestos,
yes, yeah,
they, know that they can't burn it. That has to be abated, meaning it has to be double bagged with the guys in the white suits and the masks and the hoods.
Yep.
And
what is it, the floors? What is it that's asbestos?
I think definitely the asbestos tile on the floor, and I believe it's in the insulation or in the sheetrock or what.
I don't remember. It's been a while since we discussed.
Insulation used to have that. Yeah,
so
we're actually looking for some grant money to abate hazardous places and families. This has been the very preliminary stages of exploring this grant, but something came across the wire last week that talked about that. I'm not sure if it applies to class property.
Didn't they have a grant program, and we went to a class on that during the IACC?
Right, but this is something came across Senate. I don't know who I sent it to, but we're looking at that again, very preliminary. So we'll see.
Is that through the DOE?
Well, in the meantime, I'll make sure I'll talk to Heather about getting boarded up. And they do have to maintain their weeds or, you know, cut them down.
That's a little bit of an eyesore for our main street.
As a resident, I totally agree with you. I'd love to continue.
You're putting a light out there. Beautification.
Yeah, exactly.
So who's doing the chicken, like, on the people with chickens and stuff nowadays?
Oh.
What? Did that go on pet rescue?
he probably has the same thing. I don't know. I heard
14.
Mm-hmm. They have their chickens out wandering around.
What?
They have them in a pen on the side of the house that's not fenced. And I heard from several people their chickens were out just free roaming.
When was this?
Free range chickens in Ocala.
Yeah,
they've been there for a long time.
On, like, Friday.
You drive down 14th and they're sitting right there in a cage.
It's like a black
and there's more than three
cage.
In there. That is a code enforcement issue.
They let them out of range.
It's not
animal control.
It's probably falls under both. So
14th and Mark Carey.
I heard from multiple people.
14th and what?
And I drove by and saw the pin.
I saw the chicken out.
That sounds about right.
14th and what?
I was about ready to capture the chicken myself, but I wouldn't have been.
It's free range.
They have to be registered, correct? I don't. They're outside my realm. I don't know.
People that, yes, that was a condition of the ordinance.
And don't they have?
Oh, it does have to be inspected and have, yep. Yes.
Yeah, and I don't think their pen is.
So they only have to be.
The majority of pens are on town did not meet.
Yeah.
I don't think. That
and I think it's up to three, right?
Yeah,
I think.
No roosters. Somebody has a rooster, I heard. Because they've been hearing it.
I'll get code enforcement.
Just past Scootney or just past the next one.
Thank you, sir.
You're going towards.
Okay. Okay, is there any new business tonight come before the council? Yes, John.
First and Cedar. The landowner. that has built those apartment complexes there has no landscaping, and he's got full residency.
And I believe that is in an ordinance, isn't it? That when they build,
yes,
they have to.
Reichert?
Yeah. Right behind Reichert.
Right across.
Well, if you want to add another complaint, I had another builder in town complain that the city didn't require them to put in a either a concrete or a paved parking lot for his.
So he stopped me on Friday and asked me about that.
He did.
So I went and talked to Ann, and she said that her and Heather are working on things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being addressed. They're addressing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When does it go to enforcement? Because right now, everybody, the you know, it's occupied.
Yeah.
It's got occupancy in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that shouldn't have been allowed until it was presented in the manner that it was supposed to be.
In other words, they should have made those improvements before we issued the certificate of occupancy.
Yes.
I agree with that. So how they're going to have to go through our code and figure out a way to go address it. And you can't let one, you know this, we all know this, you let one go and then you enforce it on another and you open yourself up for litigation. So I don't want to be sued as a city. I think we just need to be uniform.
Okay, but when he built those, we had a code.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we had an ordinance that said you must do this. And I'm sure that his building permit was, it said right in there that you need to do this when they issued him the permit. So he's not doing it. So there needs to be an enforcement action taken for him to do it. Otherwise, he's not going to do it.
Okay, we'll find out. Isn't that supposed to be being inspected
before filing?
Before occupancy?
Yes. That somehow didn't happen, evidently.
So why are we requiring? why are we letting occupancy if it's not?
I know. I get it. I'll just
tell you, there was some. I remember the previous community development director made some deal with this individual. I'm not sure it was, but I believe there was a time limit on when they had to complete the landscaping. So I got a note. I'll check into it. And I'll report back to you guys. Okay.
Yeah. And then
so
there should be
pretty wild because so you sell a house, so now you got to have it all landscaped. So you know he'll come back at us at that. You know what I mean? So I give my guy 6 months to get it done. And they've pretty much all been, you know, a couple of them have been longer than that, so you work with them. But if we're not doing it, I mean, but he's been longer than 6 months, right?
And he doesn't have any off-street parking either, and that's a requirement as well. So, I mean
at the beginning, we got to give them like a 3 month, 6 months, but it's got to be done. But if it's not addressed, it's not going to get done.
But do you do it before they occupy, or do you do it?
Well, that's a tough one. I mean, they're gonna point the finger at Olson and then my development as well, because we're not, if we get occupancy and the yard are not, landscaping's not done, it gets done later, so it can cause some friction there.
Time out, because if you're building a home for an individual, you sell the home landscaping for the home becomes the individual that bought the home's responsibility.
But it doesn't matter, you still got occupancy. Boom. But that's what we're talking about. You got occupancy without the landscaping. That's exactly where we're going.
Yeah, well, Wade, I believe you and I have had a discussion about this previously, because there were houses being built and people living in them and mm-hmm. dust blowing down the streets. There was no yards, you know, half the yards were just dirt and rocks, and the dirt's blowing down the street, and we had a discussion about this, and come to find out, lo and behold, it's in our ordinance that the landscaping is supposed to be done at the very least in the front yard.
Yeah, in the front yard.
In the front yard, and nobody's enforcing it. You know, it's like, why are we letting them in the houses if it's not completed?
But if it's an apartment building, it's not the people renting.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So it's a different issue. It's a landlord.
That's why I think it should be the same deal. So if you're not requiring me to do it, you know, and you're giving me 6 months per se, that's what I give my clients. Mm-hmm. So we should treat them the same. You know, you finish your apartment, you got people in there, I'm giving you 6 months, it's going to be done by this date. Like you said a little bit ago, we're not enforcing it. So if you don't enforce it, you're going to send them a letter, they're not going to do it.
Well, and a lot of the houses we were talking about are being rented by somebody else. So the occupant's not going to put in the yard.
It's the landowner.
But the landowner needed to be, make sure it was good.
Well, okay, let me do this. I'm going to note to myself. I'll have Ann give you guys a briefing on what the code exactly says and what our options are under the code. And we'll go from there. And we've got clear direction of the council, obviously, to take action. And so we'll let you guys know what that action should be, and we'll go from there.
I'd like to ask Wade about, are we having any luck on that sign down there by Pick a Pop or whatever it is down there? We were going to, welcome to the call.
Sorry, you just asked about, I think, last week, week before last, and I was out of the office last week.
Didn't we talk about the chamber or somebody?
The port owns it, so I need to
pay for half of it last time.
No, they paid for all.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Okay.
The question is, do you want a brand new sign with a new logo on it, or do you want to refurb that sign?
With the
new logo.
Logo.
The brand.
They got the towers coming too.
They did.
Water tower.
We did. Yeah. And if you have a chance to see the tower repainted and go by them, it looks much better.
The Planning Commission is going through the signs and signage for the City of Othello and the ordinances that we have in play today and what we may want to do. There's a few signs out there that are like the portable sign. It's actually a portable sign, but it sits out in front of Holly's auto body. And if you come up to the corner and you look right, you cannot see traffic coming from the right. It blocks your view. And, you know, he's set it out there on the corner, and there's a few people that are concerned about that. But they're looking at ordinances and what, you know, Ann's guiding them. And so they should have a decision for us, you know, for us to act on shortly, wouldn't you say? Yeah. If they could get another meeting started.
No, as it is, in case you've got... You guys got complaints from some of the business owners. We started enforcing the ordinance as written, which means that they have to pay a certain, what's the amount? Becky, you know what the amount is for signage?
$79.
Charging, it's $37.50 a year or $50 a year or something like that for signage.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
But then there was something else they had to pay us on top of that.
They had to pay the actual sign permit, which... Per code,
$2,000. So it's an ordinance that was obviously enacted by your predecessors to keep the city from looking like a, I don't know what. And so the city was starting to look like that with some of these flapping signs and stuff. So we've had a few complaints from these business owners, but on the other hand, a lot of them are picking them down as well. So you've probably seen some cleanup along the.
I did see people out this weekend picking up their yard sale signs.
Word must have gotten out.
You know, that $110 or whatever it was, it must be working.
It must be. So we'll stay on top of that. Yeah, but word's out.
Word's out, yeah. They were picking them up.
Good. So those signs that are flapping in the wind, if it's on their property, they still have to pay $79.50?
They do, yeah.
Can we require them to put their address on the box?
On what?
On the...
Yard sale sign?
Yard sale sign? They're supposed to. So if you put the address and that blows away, you know, 2 days later, we know who it is.
We do the best we can.
You would think that if they want people to go to the yard sale, they put their address on
it. They put arrow. All I seen is arrow this weekend. That's how it was.
So if somebody's flying a Seahawks flag, does that count as a sign?
Look, they're talking about that stuff. Look, or an American flag? The Planning Commission is actually talking about it. They actually got into window coverage. And there's actually an ordinance, in the ordinance, where you can only cover a certain percentage of your window space with drawings and paint and all that other stuff. So they're trying to get through it, you know, and they get off topic a little bit sometimes, but they will get through it, and Ann will guide them, and she'll have something for us to review, I'm pretty sure, shortly. But they're a good group of guys. And have you thought of somebody to replace Terry?
Yes, the name submitted to the police.
That goes for everybody.
I was going to say, the yard sale signs that just have the arrows, we can just call and have them come pick them up. Not the people, but call the city and just tell them, hey, there's the yard sale signs with just arrows. Go pick them up.
That's a good idea, because you're just out chasing arrows without it.
Well, they had that garage sale on Friday.
I'm looking at Terry's face.
The boxes were there Saturday, and they could come up late in the evening.
Yeah.
Well, Heather, every week I usually give her a list of all the yard sales that will be done that weekend. And so that way she knows who has a permit and doesn't have a permit. We are creating a new permit system, which will, Yvonne is creating, that will have the fees and the penalties on that permit, and they will have to sign it. So that way they are aware that if they don't pick up their signs or they have a yard sale without a permit, it is $100.
Need to enter that in there, that it needs to have their address on it.
Yeah, only your own.
We're going to make a whole pager now, because our code, we found out, it states that you have to display your permit individual site. And then we'll see what
you want to do. So, we're creating a whole new group of that. Any other business? Hearing none. Adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:18 p.m.